Fiat. March 30th, 1938. When sacrifices are made willingly, dear Jesus places in them his divine flavors, rendering them pleasant and lovable. How God created in the creatures the passion for love. I feel I'm in the arms of the divine fiat. Its love is so great that it feeds me with its light. It warms me with its heat. And if I am tired, it rocks me on its knees to give me rest, making me rise again to new life. Divine Will, how lovable you are. You alone know how to truly love me. And in you, I find the refuge from all my evils. But I was feeling oppressed in seeing that those who surround me suffer and make great sacrifices because of me. How painful it is to see others sacrificed. And my sweet Jesus, clasping me in his arms, in act of compassionating me, all tenderness told me, poor daughter of mine, courage. I don't want you to think about this. You must know that I can and know how to repay well even the small sacrifices and attentions. How much more so for the big ones? I count everything, and I do not leave without recompense even a breath done for me. More so, if these sacrifices are made for one who loves me, for one who wants to live in my will, then I feel as if they were done for myself. And in order for these sacrifices to be made willingly, I place in them my divine flavor, so that creatures may feel the taste and the pleasure in making these sacrifices, in such a way as to feel the need for making them. Taste and pleasure in sacrifice are like salt and spices for the food, like grease for the wheels, which could barely move, but once the grease is applied, they spin. The divine taste empties the sacrifice, making it light and pleasant. This is the reason why, in our love, we created a holy passion, a taste, a pleasure, such as to make it impossible for us not to love the creature. It was this passion of love that made us feel the extreme need to prove our love to our creatures by means of our works. In fact, nobody pleaded with us to create a sky, a sun, and many other things. So much so that after we created them, we looked at them and found so much taste and pleasure that in our emphasis of love, we exclaimed, "How beautiful are our works!" But they will give us more glory. We will receive greater delight when our works will give themselves to creatures in order to love them and make us loved by them. Then, to our passion of love, to the extreme need to love, was added the folly, the delirium of love, to the point that we were not content with works alone, but our love reached such an excess that we felt the need to give even our life. In fact, what did this necessity to love that I felt within me not make me do? It made me suffer unheard of pains, undergo the most humiliating humiliations, and even death among atrocious spasms. Now, this same passion for loving of ours is not content if it does not share our same passion of love with the creature. Therefore, in the sacrifices that we have her make, we create in her the holy passion, endowing it with flavor and pleasures, so that she can make the most beautiful conquests. This passion becomes ingenious. It comes up with a thousand new ways. And it seems it cannot endure or live without being operative. If there is no passion, even in holy works, and taste for sacrifice, it seems that these works are just painted, not alive. They have a coldness, an apathy, which produces more disgust than gusto, and maybe more evil than good. Therefore, my daughter, don't be concerned for the sacrifices that others make for you. Indeed, I must tell you that they do it for me, not for you. And I will infuse so much grace, taste, and pleasure as to empty the sacrifice. Then, according to the love with which they will do it, I will pour myself into them. And as they make that sacrifice wanted by me, so will I make my life grow in them. Is it not perhaps my passion of love that makes me speak so much about my will, in order to create in man the passion for living in my volition? By speaking so much, I want to drown the human will with our divine flavors, to the point of making it decide to live in my will, by virtue of the taste and happiness it feels. And besides, you yourself can say it. How many flavors, contentments, and joys have I not placed in the sacrificing state in which I put you? Therefore, let it be done by your Jesus, who knows how to calibrate the sacrifice and make it lovable, easy, and even desirable. More so, since to the sacrifice of the creature, I add the strength, the support, and the life of my own sacrifice. I can say that my sacrifice takes the sacrifice of the creature on its lap, becoming guide, life, and light for whomever wants to sacrifice himself willingly for me.